It's a difficult one for us, Phil, in the sense that we've got to generate more money. There's FFP rules. Yes, they might be changed during the summer, but there are current FFP rules that we're going to need to adhere to, which means we do need to generate as much revenue as possible. But that needs to be done and balanced against also trying to use our promotion to the Championship to increase our fan base, to entice new fans, particularly young fans and families, to come and watch it. I think fans will be pleasantly surprised that we've not been greedy. Yes, the prices will have increased, but I think it's been done with some common sense. I hope they'll be pleasantly surprised by the fact that we've not been too greedy, but I think everyone would recognise that the prices have to go up. But I do have to stress how much we have to generate more revenue in order to allow us to invest significantly in the squad, which will allow us to compete at a higher level.
What are the key priorities then that have to be looked at? What are the key things that you do?
Drawing up the priority list itself is probably the most difficult thing. There are lots of changes required at the training ground, so we're already into, in an ideal world, we'd have those all done and dusted and fully up and running by the time the players return for pre-season training in June. So the very time-critical ones clearly are going to go to the top of the priority list. So it's really the training ground improvements, improvements to the stadium. We've discussed media area and floodlights. Those things have to happen. There are certain things that we would like to improve, which we can't improve. So we can decorate changing rooms. We can make them look nicer. What we can't do is actually knock down walls and make them any bigger. We're restricted by the confines of Griffin Park. So putting a priority list in place is the first thing. Training ground, stadium improvements, and improvements clearly to the ticketing system are probably the three critical ones that we want to get in place very, very, very quickly.
But if you are a Championship side, there has to be a plan made by a football club for the eventuality of promotion to the Premier League. Firstly, can you clarify if that's true? Does that mean that you have to do a little bit of head scratching on that?
It is true. We will need to provide the Premier League with what we will do to make the improvements required for us playing in the Premier League. And whilst I don't expect us to be the bookies' favourites next year, you look at, as you say, Norwich, Southampton, Swansea, how Bournemouth are doing this year. And, Bournemouth started off with back-to-back heavy away defeats, and suddenly they're one of the in-form teams as we reach the end of the season. So we have to plan for all of that. And dare I say, our own ambitions are to get into the Championship and compete, and to compete at the top level, not to just be happy to sit somewhere between 7th and 20th. First of all, we'll deal with what we need to do for the Championship, and then we will have to walk away. And I've seen what's happened at other grounds, camera points, God knows what, that quite frankly, Griffin Park is not set up for. But even down to, LED electronic boards around the perimeter of the pitch, we're having to put in power points this year just in case we need them. It's one of the options that we'll look at for the Championship. But, that all changes when you get into the Premier League. So you have to prove that even if you've not got it now, but you are capable of putting together a plan that makes the club on and off the field sustainable for the Premier League. You can imagine the Premier League will love to have a Griffin Park Stadium as part of their portfolio, can't you?
But you expect greater footfall coming in through the club anyway, just from away fans, but also from home fans, because the feel-good factor has certainly been growing over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, we've looked at all things during the last few weeks. We've looked at, would it be right to, I think there are on at least a dozen occasions next year, demand for visiting supporters will outstrip the current supply of 1,600 tickets. There were two trains of thought. Do we switch it around and put home fans behind the goal and give up, let's say, the Bill Axby stand to visiting supporters? That certainly would have helped us from a short-term revenue point of view, and certainly would have helped us. We've decided to opt for, which I personally believe in. I think it's a great opportunity for us to really push the club forward. We should be using promotion now to actually build our fan base rather than look at short-term revenue aspirations, which I totally understand about, and we discussed at board level. But if we were to put away fans into the Bill Axby stand now, the thought of the team running out from the corner of Braemar Road, being faced by a bank of visiting fans, we've taken the challenge, which is let's leave the away fans where they are. Let's look at what we need to do to get Griffin Park full in the home areas. What do we need to do to get 10,000 Brentford fans coming to every game next year? And then if we get 1,600 away fans, that's fantastic from a from an atmosphere point of view and from a revenue point of view. But the challenge for us and myself and the team is, what do we need to do to get 10,000 Brentford supporters in every week